Well, a local business owner is giving back to the community after being reunited with her long-lost pet. Charlie Yunker owns Your Space, Our Design, and, you know, she was devastated when her elderly cat named Betty, suddenly went missing. And, you know, right as she was moving into a new home in Logie Bay, Middle Cove, Outer Cove, well, 7 weeks later, she was reunited with her beloved Betty. Sadie and Samantha Stevenson spotted the cat and recognized him or her from a missing poster. She picks up the story with VOCM's Linda Swain.
How did they find him?
So the two young girls were playing outside their grandparents' house, which is about five houses up from where we had just moved. And it was close to a heavily wooded area. And they basically were on their way to go swimming, and they spotted the cat outside their grandparents' garage. Quick thinking on their part, they ran down the driveway to a poster that I had taped to a light pole, and they instantly recognized the cat. They got my phone number and ran back up and called me to say that they had my cat.
That's amazing. Where was the poor cat all this time?
I believe he must have been under someone's shed or under a patio. But he was likely around the wooded area, so that's probably why we couldn't find him.
What kind of condition was he in when they found him?
So he was extremely ill. We rushed him to the animal hospital on Topsail Road, and he was being treated for starvation and severe dehydration. So basically his muscles had been even wasting away. He was so dehydrated, and I'm assuming, or we're assuming, that he didn't get any food for likely the full 7 weeks.
And how is he now?
He's come right around. So the past 2 weeks, he's back to his regular meowing, and he's eating like a horse. He did have quite a few mobility issues, but I would say he's 90% better.
You said you had recently moved. Is that part of the reason why perhaps he had gone astray?
Absolutely. So in the middle of the night, on the second night in the new home, we didn't realize, but one of the screens was loose in a window, and he had gotten out and obviously couldn't find his way home. So we're extremely thankful for Sadie and Samantha and their good deed.
And you're so thankful that you've provided a donation to the SPCA. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I wanted to give back to the community. Everybody was so understanding, and they would call or text with tips when they thought they saw the cat. They were very sympathetic. The mayor even posted on the Facebook page and was asking people to put food out and things of that nature. So I really just wanted to give back to the community, as well as Sadie and Samantha, and I wanted to honor them.
Well, that's a wonderful gesture. So as of Saturday, the first 15 applicants who want to adopt a senior or adult cat will have their adoption fees waived. Is that right?
That's correct. And I'm hoping that lots of people will enjoy having a pet kitty, as I do. I love my fur baby, and I'm extremely thankful to the community and Sadie and Samantha.
Charlie Yunker, thank you very much.
Thank you.